Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Fiona Williams. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. What's the problem?
Did you place any order of a gift card?
No, I haven't.
But there has been an order placed.
No, it's not me. Actually, someone got into my bank account and I've closed off all my accounts.
Let me tell you, madam, that the fraudulent purchase that has been tried to place because the billing amount, billing address that is provided over.
Hello?
42. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent.
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Madam?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. Hello?
As we suspect that this is the fraudulent purchase which has been tried to make because the billing address which is provided over there, which is Mountain View, California. So as we suspect that this is the fraudulent thing, that's the reason you received a voice notification so you can directly get connect to us and we can help you to block that fraudulent purchase, right?
Because yes.
But madam, you are in Australia. How can you place any order from Mountain View, California, right?
No, it wasn't me. Someone did get into my account, so.
So first of all, madam, we will be help you to get the blocking ID so you can block that fraudulent eBay account, right, which has been generated without your knowledge and a permission, right?
Yeah. Well, just cancel the whole thing, love. It's not me at all.
I do understand, madam, but as you know that your information has been leaked out and has been done this illegal activity, so you are the authorized person to cancel this fraudulent purchase, right? We are not authorized to do anything from our end. I will be helping you. You don't need to worry, right? So first of all, you just tell me the cell phone which you're using right now, speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or an Apple cell phone you're using? So I can help
Android.
You with the cancellation.
Okay. Android.
Do one thing. Put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone.
Done that.
Now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see your regular icons and a wallpaper. Now you can see your regular, all of your icons, right?
Yes.
Now over there will be an application named Play Store.
Play Store. Where do I find it? Yeah, guys.
Now, on the extreme top, can you see the anything is written over there? Search for Action Games with a magnifying glass.
Yes.
Give a tap on it and type over there. E for Echo. Did you give a tap on, madam, first of all, could you just switch on your television? Or you slow down your television, please?
I'll turn it off. Okay. Yeah, I've turned my television off. Now I don't know where to push.
What right now? You can see.
I've got a thing here that's come
now
up.
Now what can you see on?
Manage your Google account.
No. You have something you have tapped wrong. Like, you only, what can you see right now? What can you see? Only that you can see your place, Tom?
I want to go back.
You do one thing, you go back to your home screen once again and do it once again, okay?
Yeah, I've got Play Store, I'll push Play Store.
Now on the top, can you see the search bar with a magnifying glass? Look onto the extreme top, madam. There will be anything written over there. Search for apps and games with a magnifying glass. A search bar.
No, I can't see anything. I'm sorry.
Okay, what can you see on your screen right now? What can you see?
Right, I got into Play Store and I can just see it's got a whole lot of games and all sorts of things coming up and suggested for you and recommended. Yeah.
Okay, at the very top, can you see anything says with a magnifying glass, search for apps and games? On the top, look onto the top. With a magnifying glass. Can you see any magnifying glass?
Yes, I've seen the magnifying glass. I pushed it.
Yes.
And it says search for apps and games.
Yes. Now, can you see your keypad has been came up? You can type over there.
Yeah, I can type. What do I type?
Now, you need to type over there E as in Edward.
Yeah.
B as in Bravo.
B, yes.
Then
yeah.
A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
Then Y as in Yellow.
Yeah.
Then give a space. Then give a space. Then type A as in Apple.
Space I, yes.
Then N for November.
Yes.
Then Y as in Yellow.
Yeah.
Then D as in David.
Yeah.
Then E as in Edward.
Yeah.
Then S for Sugar.
Yeah.
Then K as in Kingdom.
Right.
Now give a click on search. On your keypad there will be a search button or done option. You need to give a tap on it. And what are
which
the options
button?
You can see over there?
Which button?
On the keypad. Yes, on your keypad, look onto your keypad. Can you see any right hand side corner bottom with a search magnifying glass with a blue magnifying glass? Give a tap on it. Now, what are the options you can?
I've got any desk, grenade, eBay.
Yes, give a tap on that.
Which
can
one?
You see anything? Any desk, remote, give a tap on it.
Okay.
Now, below that, can you see anything says install? Give a tap on install. This application will be help you to generate the blocking ID. So give a tap on install.
Done that.
Now if you see open, just do let me know.
I can see any desk, remote, desktop.
Yes, below that, can you see anything says install, download, any option? Give a tap on it.
It just says, no, it just says cancel it, that's all.
No, you don't need to cancel. You can see anything is getting round and round and it's getting downloaded.
Yes, it's going around now, yes.
Yes, now,
it's
if you see anything say, okay, it will be take some time and you will be see open option. Just do let me know, right?
Okay, I'll do that now. Okay, it says open.
Yes, give a tap on open.
I've done that.
Now,
I was just talking about privacy.
Yes, give a tap on agree and continue. There will be an option, agree and continue. Give a tap on that.
I agree, yes. Done that, agree.
Now what?
Okay.
Now what can you see, madam?
I can see a privacy statement and it says okay at the bottom.
Yes, give a tap on okay.
Yes, done that.
Now what comes up?
It says plug-in available. It says for controlling this device, a plug-in is required.
Yes.
Would you like
give
to
give a tap on cancel?
Plug-in?
Cancel. Give a tap on cancel. There will be an option,
yes.
Cancel.
I've done
now,
that.
Now, can you see a blue area over there, a blue area? Touch
yes.
anywhere outside the blue area. Three times you need to do same thing. Touch outside the blue area.
Right, and now I've got your address.
Yes, and the numbers, right? That is your cancellation ID number. You need to confirm
yes.
me with that number. Confirm
you
me with that number.
626.
626.
626. 858.
858.
Yeah, 792.
Okay, just give me a moment, madam. Let me verify this cancellation ID for you, right?
Well,
and underneath,
thank you.
Just give me a moment. Now, underneath that, madam, can you see anything say set password?
Yes, set password.
Yes, give a tap on that set password. Give a tap on that set password.
Yeah. And it's giving me, says always show incoming session requests, only show
and
incoming session requests.
Can you see anything says permission profile?
Yes,
can you just call the for give a tap on permission profile.
Yeah, and I've got allow other devices to save logon information, clear all tokens, enable two factors. What do I push? Anything there?
No. You just scroll down your page. There will be option says permission profile. You are
yeah.
on your permission profile, right?
Yeah. So, which one do I hit?
Can you see anything says full access? Full access?
No.
What are the options can you see, madam?
I can see discovery, auto disconnect, miscellaneous, access control,
okay.
permissions.
Okay, can you scroll it up, little bit scroll it up?
Yeah.
Little bit scroll it up, and there will be an option, right? Can you see anything? Check, there will be an option says permission profile. Permission profile.
Wait till I don't quite show. Yeah.
Just scroll little bit up your page. There will be an option permission profile. Check for a permission profile. Check all the options, madam. Check all the options, whatever you can see on your screen.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. Always show incoming session requests. Only showing incoming sessions. Never show incoming session request. Then it goes into permissions.
Scroll down. You
could
scroll down little bit. Scroll down little bit.
Yeah.
Now, can you see anything says permission profile?
Yes, got it. Yeah.
Now, give a tap on permission profile. And now yeah. there will be an what? Now what are the options? Can you see anything like full access?
Yeah, I've got default, screen sharing, full access, and unattended access.
Yes. Now give a tap on full access. Give a tap on full access.
Full access for what?
This will be help you to generate the security password for you, right? Give a tap on full access.
Done that.
Now, click on now unable attended access. Can you see any option? Unable unattended access?
Yes. Yeah.
Give a tap on it.
Yeah. Now I've got to give a password. Then, is that right?
Yes. Yes. Can you see the red line over there, right? You
yes.
need to type each and everything in a lowercase, all in the lowercase. E for Edward.
E? Yes, hang on. E? Yes.
Yes, then yes. B as in boy.
Boy, yeah.
Then A as in alpha.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
Number 7. Number 8.
Seven. Yeah.
Number 7, number 8, 6-0.
6-0, yeah. Yes, done that.
Yes. Now, you've done that and you have typed each and everything in a lowercase, right, madam?
Yes, yes. So
yes,
I go
now
okay.
underneath that, yes, give a tap on OK.
Good.
Now, just do one thing, madam. Just hold on a moment, right? I will be just transfer this call to one of my seniors, right? He will be help you to get the securities and log that fraudulent purchase. Okay, just give me a moment.
Okay.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay headquarters. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good to hear that. And I do believe my previous colleague just explained you each and everything about this call.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you faced any problem regarding understanding anything? Do you have any questions in your mind?
Yeah, I do. In the permissions, it says other users are allowed to hear my device, control my device, and show a colored mouse. What's that all about?
So this is a security page so that you can secure all of your information, as because your information are trying to be compromised from outsiders, we are providing a 3D security so that we can block all the fraud activities, okay? Now, I do believe we have given you a security ID and a password.
Yeah, I've got a password.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to verify it through our server. If you see any option coming up, it says start now. Then only give a click on start now. Before that, don't touch anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you see any options coming up? It says start now. Simply give a click on start now.
It's got start recording or casting with any disk.
Yes, give a click on start now. The server is going to verify this ID. Click on start now.
So, which do I push? Start now. Okay.
Yes, click on start now. Yes.
Done that.
All right. Now, what can you see on your screen, ma'am? Please let me know.
The permission profile and permission.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, look at the left-hand side corner. There will be, sorry, on the right-hand side corner, there will be an option, it says close. Give a touch on that.
Yeah, I've done that.
Have you clicked on close?
Yes, I've done that.
And now what can you see on your screen now?
I can see permission profiles and I can see full access with
click,
the TV.
Click on close. Yes, click on close.
Yes. Yeah, done that.
Now look at the left-hand side top corner of your screen. You will get to see a back arrow. Just tap on that back arrow.
Yeah, done that.
Now what can you see on your screen?
It says, any desk, connection established, eBay secure server is now viewing your desk.
Okay, the server has verified your ID successfully. Now simply press the home button, ma'am. Come back to the home page.
Back to home page?
Yes, press the home button.
Press which button?
The square button. You are using an Android phone, right? Look at the bottom, there will be a square button.
Yeah, got that. Push it. Done.
Yes.
And I'm back to normal. Yeah, back to my own screen.
Back to your home screen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you need to open up the Play Store app from your end. Open up the Play Store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And are you getting a good internet line, ma'am? Are you getting good internet?
Yeah, good picture of all my apps, yes.
All right, that's good. Because our server is fluctuating a bit because might be possible that your internet is a bit slow. So exactly what can you see now? Please tell me.
All my apps.
Okay. Now please open up the Play Store from your end. Open up the Play Store.
Play Store, where did I just find it? Okay, I've done that.
All right.
Hello?
And what,
yes?
What can you see on your Play Store? Please let me know.
It's got a whole lot of apps, and it's got any desk, remote, desktop open.
Okay. Look at the right-hand side top. Okay, just scroll down the page a little bit. Scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you see any option, any desk plugin AD1?
No. No.
Okay. Scroll to the top of your screen. Scroll to the top. You will get
yeah.
to see the magnifying glass. Give a touch on the magnifying glass.
I've done that. And it's come up with eBay, AnyDesk, MyGov, Messenger, and HelloFresh.
Okay. Type there AnyDesk on the search. Type AnyDesk.
Type it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Then do you see any option coming up? It says plugin AD1. Give a touch
yeah.
on that.
I've done that.
Now, do you see any option? It says
yeah, there's
plugin
a whole lot
AD1.
Of options. Yeah, there's
do
a green one and then there's
okay.
a green one and then there's a whole lot of red ones.
Okay.
AnyDesk plugin.
Yes. Give a click on AnyDesk plugin AD1. Give a touch on that.
Yeah, drop that.
And now tap on install.
What am I doing? Why am I doing all this?
These are all the security things, ma'am, so that we can secure your line. Okay? So that we can configure
good.
From yes. So that we can configure from which platform your informations are actually trying to be compromised, okay?
Thank you. Right.
Yes.
So that's going round and round. Now that's installing.
All right. If you see any option, it says uninstall, please tell me.
No, there's just, this one's installing now. AnyDesk plugin add one is installing.
Okay, just wait now. Just wait for a while.
Okay, it's in now, but it says uninstall. You don't touch
now, it. Now, don't touch it. Now press the home button and open up the settings tab.
Home button and open up
settings.
Open up, I'm sorry, what are you saying? Open up.
You need to open up the settings. Come to the
settings. Oh, settings. I beg your pardon. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, settings are open, yes.
Now scroll down the settings, ma'am. You will get to see an option, it says accessibility.
What did you say? Say it again. Oh, accessibility.
Yes.
Yeah, I got
touch that. On
that.
Now, do you
yeah.
see any option? It says Endless Control Service AD1.
Install services.
Yes,
no,
click on install services. Click on install
yeah,
services.
Install services? Yes.
Yes, touch on that. And now we
yeah.
need to see Endless Control Service AD1.
Yeah, got that.
Yeah, it's off over there. You need to make it on. Give a click on it.
Enough.
Now make it on and you need to click on allow.
Right there, I'm just allow.
Yes. Have you clicked on it? Have you turned it on?
It's not turning on. It's just asking me allow any desk control service AD1
yes.
to have full control of your phone. Yes.
Exactly. Give a click on allow.
Oh, hang on. Allow. I've done that. And now it's telling me tap the accessibility button.
Click on got it.
Click on
got it. You see any option got it?
Oh, yes. Sorry, yes.
Yes.
Done that.
Yes, click on it.
Yes. And now it's saying it's on. And any desk control service ADI can shortcut is on.
All right. Now press the home button. Press the home button.
Yes. Yeah.
And open up the any desk app once again. The red app any desk.
Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Can't find it. Oh, got it. Sorry. It's there. Yeah, I've done that.
Are you on the end desk now?
Yeah, I've got battery optimizations.
Okay, click on don't show this again and then click on OK.
Don't show this again and OK. Good.
Yeah.
Now I'm back to any desk with my code on it and remote
address.
All right.
You will get to see the start now option again. Simply give a click on start now, all right?
Start now, yes. Done that.
All right. Now press the home button and come back to the home page where you can see all your apps.
Yep.
Are you back to the home screen, ma'am?
Yes, back to it.
Now just give me a moment. Let me check the securities. And now can you see all your regular apps and icons now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, now do a thing, ma'am. Simply open up a fresh page of Google from your end, okay? Open up a fresh page of Google.
Google, when did I find Google? It's busy again. Google, okay, done that. Yep.
You can see Google on your screen?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, okay, now on the search bar, you need to type my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my.
My.
The link.
Hang on.
After,
M.
Yes.
Y. Do you have spaces in between them?
No. Just type the word my.
I've done that. Page. Then mother.
No. After typing the word my, just give a space.
Done that.
Then type number one, numerical one.
Yeah.
Then letter T, P for Paris, letter P.
Yeah.
Then leave a space.
Address and location?
Yes, my 1P address location. Give a touch on that option.
Done that. Yeah.
Now, you will get to see an option coming up, written in blue. It says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see that?
Yes.
Give a touch on that option.
Yeah. Done that.
Okay. Now, before we go further, just tell me, ma'am, do you know anything about IP address? What exactly IP address is?
I've no idea. What is it?
Okay, so IP address means internet protocol address from where you're using your internet line. Each and every internet line have their different IP address. Do you see it's written over there, what is my IP address, and there are some numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the internet line you're using is running under this IP address. Apart from you, no one else from outside or in this world is allowed to use this IP address apart from you. This is your own personal IP address. Now, if someone gets into your IP address, someone hacks your IP address, they will get all of your information details and they will get all of your banking information as well. Now the thing is that look at the top of your screen, there will be a small black bar. It says your IP and your status. What is your status, ma'am? Please tell me.
Unprotected.
Your status is unprotected?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And do you see any red alert in the middle of your screen? Please let me know.
Yes, telling me to hide it. Hide my IP address.
No. Not that. Do you see what is my IP address? Just below that, there will be an alert. Please let me know what is it.
Yeah, it's a red one in Sydney. There's a red alert.
Yes, please read it out for me.
Yeah, it's a red one. It's and it's got a paler red around it, and it's in Sydney it's got on it.
No. You're looking at the wrong place. Scroll to the top of your screen. Scroll it.
Yeah.
Now, can you see what is my IP address and the numbers?
IP address. It's nordvpn.com.
No. Look on the middle of your screen. Do you see my IP address location?
Yeah, I've got that.
Just above that, do you see a red alert? There is something a note has given.
No, all it's saying is in red, it's saying hide my IP address.
Look just above it, then there is a red alert. Do you see a red alert?
Yeah, it says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider. And anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay. So you can see from your end, it's very clear that someone is trying to misuse your information and placing some fraud charges. Okay. And because of that, you're getting that alert. All right. Now, what you're going to do, we need to block them. Okay. Because they're getting into your IP address. And they're getting into your information without your authorization. Okay?
Okay.
So now, we already put the transaction on hold, which they were trying to do. So, please confirm me. Do you check your banking statements on online, ma'am? we take your online banking statement.
I've already been in touch with my bank and I've blocked it off. It's closed off so that no money can go into it or do anything.
Okay, and do you check your statements on online? I'm asking you that.
Not online. I never bank online. I bank with the bank. So
you bank with the bank. Okay, like you visit the bank, right?
Yes.
Okay, and when was the last time you visited your bank?
I spoke to them yesterday.
Yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you are having?
$30.
$30, right?
Yes.
All right. And you have only one account with your bank?
Yes.
Okay. Do you use any credit cards, ma'am?
I do have a credit card, but I've had it destroyed. And I'm waiting for a new one to come. Pardon?
Okay. All right. Right. Okay, I got it. Now just give me a moment. Let me get the security updates from the security officer. Just give me a moment.
No,
all right. Now, what we're going to do, ma'am, we are providing the security from our anti-fraud department of eBay. So, what I'm going to do, I'm just hanging up this call, okay? And you will get a security report from our team, and your information will be secured, and we're going to block all the charges which are trying to be done. All right?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for your lovely time and patience, ma'am, and you have a great day. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.